Hello. This is a podcast of the Alamosa School District, and I am your host, Adriana Chapa. I am a mother, teacher, and your neighbor. Joining me is Assistant Superintendent Luis Murillo. Hello, Luis. And Happy New Year. Here we are for our fifth episode.
Hello, Adrian. Happy New Year to you, too. I'm excited to be back. It was nice to be able to disconnect for a little bit, but we are back. I'm here. We are recording this podcast in the South Side, and we have a lot of work to be done the second semester. So just That's excited right. and ready to go.
You know, people often make resolutions for the new year. My adult children and I talked about ours during a quiet moment during the holidays. And this seems to be a great time to talk about goals students might have for this new semester, or help them set those goals if they've never done it. This is a good time, parents, to sit down and, you know, have a chat about what do you want to accomplish this semester.
That is, in fact, an excellent time to have that conversation. And of course, as a district, we certainly have not just our resolutions, but our goals that have been set forth through the strategic plan.
Absolutely.
That we've started to work on. And of course, one of those goals is regarding, you know, safety and academics, which is what we've been discussing in this podcast.
Well, let's get started. Our first segment is, Did You Know? What new information are we learning today?
Did you know that a budget is prepared, presented to the Board of Education, and approved every school year?
You know, personal budgets might have been thought about while thinking about our resolutions for 2023, but how do you go about putting together a budget for a school district? That's a huge task. Now, I have several questions about this. So first, who works on the budget?
Well, our superintendent with our business manager work together on a budget through a lengthy process of collaborating with building principals, our directors, such as our director of transportation, director of nutrition, and so on, but also our school accountability committee, our DAC, our SAC, and then we have a district level accountability committee, the acronym is DAC, as well as the district facilities committee. So before a school or a district budget is presented, it goes through several different levels and layers of conversations to make sure that everyone's needs are met in the budget as best as we can with the money that we have.
Okay. And so, aside from who works on it, what are the different areas? You talked about some of the areas. Can you talk about some of the steps that you take in putting the budget together?
Mm-hmm. You know, I was talking about the process of collaboration with the different right. groups, but there's also working backwards to look at a list of different priorities, which has been compiled for years. So per building, per site, per department, we have a ongoing list of priorities that we continue to work on every school year. So that list is looked at. And in that list, of course, we include a safety in academics, which is, you know, what we do as a school district, among several other things. But that is definitely up at the top of our priorities.
Excellent. So once that budget is set, it's approved by the school board. Do you go back to it?
Yes, we do. In fact, coming up in January, a revised budget is presented. And it's presented in January because by now we have a clearer picture on our student count, as well as some of our expenditures, things that we might have budgeted for that have changed, some unforeseen
sure.
expenses.
Mm-hmm.
And really, the change is meant to give us a chance to be a lot more precise for second semester on our operational budget.
Okay. All right. And so that'll be coming up before the school board at some point this month.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Well, now we know more about the school budget. Thanks for sharing that information. Let's move on to our second segment, Getting to Know Our Schools. So we have a guest today, don't we?
Yes, we do. Today we have the pleasure of having with us our school superintendent, Dr. Diana Jones. So today we're going to be not just getting to know our schools, but getting to know our leader, getting to know our district. She has been with us for the past year and a half. So Dr. Diana Jones, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was born and raised in Oklahoma and spent the majority of my tenure there in Oklahoma as a teacher assistant, a teacher, a principal, an elementary director, and an assistant superintendent. And then I've had the pleasure, as Mr. Murillo said, in the last year and a half, to be in Alamosa as the superintendent. I have a family of five. I have a husband. We've been married over 35 years, and we have three grown children.
35 years of marriage.
Wow. Congratulations on that. Excellent.
All right, Dr. Jones, you've been our leader for the past year and a half, and I know that you've engaged with our community through various forms of listening. Some of them have been formal, such as SASA with the superintendents, and some of them have been informal. Now that you've been with us for, you know, this time, what are you most excited about?
The first thing that comes to mind is that we, in the last year, have joined together through listening sessions and through the steering committee and formulated the, co-created, I should say, the strategic action plan and the profile of a graduate. And I'm really excited as I begin to be out and about at the sites and in the community, and people are referring to that. And so that the vision and the plan is out in the public and people are aware of it, and we're moving forward in putting that plan in place.
Okay. Now I see that you have the profile of a graduate, you know, in front of you. Would you talk to us a little bit about that profile of a graduate and some of the district plans to take that nice looking profile from a poster that is on every wall in our district to actually be what we see our kids experience day in and day out in our schools?
Absolutely. You know, we say we need to begin with the end in mind. And so as we look at this profile of a graduate and wanting our students when they graduate from Alamosa to be resilient and locally and globally connected, future ready and confident, we have to work backward from there and figure out what it is that we need to put in place, either as coursework or working together in some of our guidance counseling classes, or in other ways. What does that look like to be future ready as a second grader, mm-hmm. and or a seventh grader? And we're beginning to see that through some of our implementation of our ICAP, our individual career academic plan processes that we have right now at Ortega Middle School. And that's exciting to me as we begin to work backward and forward at the same time in putting those processes in place and verbalizing them and making those connections for people that this is the reason we are doing specific things, or this is why the speaker is here today to visit with our middle school students.
That is definitely exciting, and, you know, as I get to lead some of this work with you, that is also one of the things that excites me, to be able to create the learning conditions for students to do this kind of learning and to be resilient, locally and globally connected, future ready and confident, but also to set the conditions so that our teachers, you know, can have the space and the time to get to these lessons. Mm-hmm. Well, my second question is, you know, again, you've done, you know, a lot of listening, you've visited classrooms, you've engaged with different stakeholder groups. You told us what you're excited about. What are you concerned about?
My biggest concern is where we are at academically in what the state measurement, the Colorado measure of academic skills shows where we're at right now. We are not where we want to be. We have a school, Ortega Middle School, in turnaround, and we also have our 3-5 building in priority improvement. There my concern is that we have some wonderful things occurring in those schools every single day. That one measure doesn't show that. And but we need to be able to combine the wonderful things that are happening and focus our efforts to make sure that what we're doing is focused, that we are teaching to the standards, that we're providing a safe learning environment for our students so that they can feel comfortable and confident and obtain those future-ready academic skills.
Okay. Well, I know you to be a humble leader, but I have to bring this up. Your previous district, mm-hmm. I know that you led a lot of work so that your previous district got to be what is known as a pretty reliable or a high reliability district, mm-hmm. which means that not only on local measures, but always on as well as on state measures, mm-hmm. your students were doing really well. Can mm-hmm. you talk to us about that?
Sure. We were fortunate enough in my previous district to be a part of the pilot for the high reliability schools framework. And really what that is it's taking all of the research on highly reliable organizations, effective organizations like DuPont or Disney, and those good to great companies, and looking at those attributes, and then also taking educational research and formulating that together and combining that and saying, okay, if we want a highly effective school or school district, what are the components? What are the leading indicators of that? And what does that take? And then what attributes or artifacts do we have that we can say that we can meet those different indicators? And so we were able to do that and become certified in level one as a district, and each site and individually was certified, and then once everyone in the district is certified, then the district becomes certified. But level one, I think, is extremely important. It's safe, supportive, and collaborative culture, and finding a way for people just to feel comfortable in the learning environment, comfortable as they're talking about staff and parents and students are talking about data, and feeling comfortable and vulnerable enough to say, I need to get better at this, or this is what the data says. How can we together move forward or learn from each other? The second was effective teaching in every classroom, which is really what we want, and providing that safe learning environment is the foundation of effective teaching as well. And then that guaranteed and viable curriculum was level three, which we're also certified as a district in, and then standards reference reporting was level four, which our elementary sites were.
Well, I'm excited that you chose Alamos School District to, you know, bring your expertise, and I know that my experience with you when we first talked about instruction, I still remember when we were talking about instruction, and we were kind of talking the same language. And then you told me all about the high reliability schools model. And I said, wait, what? You mean that someone has put it all together and has put pretty much a roadmap forward? And you said, yes, that's what I'm telling you. And this is called this, this, and that. And I know that we've already started the work, definitely focusing on, you know, level one, a little bit of level two, and a little bit of level three. But what excites me is that we know our path forward. Mm-hmm. I feel like we are being less reactive and more proactive as to how to get there with the leading indicators. And we are, you know, reacting when the data tells us that we need to do so. So I'm excited about that.
Well, I'm excited too, and just the opportunity for people to begin to think about and go back to what they already know. And the high reliability schools model is not something that someone made up. It's all the educational research for the last 50 years just put it into practice and laid out in a easy to read format to say, okay, if we do this, this, and this, and we can show that we're doing that effectively, then we're doing the right thing. We're moving in the right direction. And so whether it's John Hattie's work or other researchers' work, it's just all there. In an easy format where you're not going and searching mm-hmm. out for different things.
Okay, so we talked about this framework. In previous podcasts, we talked about our strategic plan. As the leader of our district, where do you see our district in the next 5 years?
Oh my goodness. I have already seen, just in this last semester, we've seen growth in our scores for NWEA, and that's exciting to me. I've seen conversations, just walking up, and people are having conversations about the standards that they're teaching and how those are being put into practice. So in the next 5 years, I foresee that we can have that safe, supportive, and collaborative culture, that we've provided opportunities for collaboration and teachers to visit each other's classrooms and learn from each other and have those instructional rounds, where we have the opportunity for teachers to continually learn how to implement effective teaching strategies for all of our students, whether it's a student that's just learning English, or a student with special needs, or a gifted student. How are we meeting the needs of all those students in our classrooms? And then that we have that guaranteed and viable curriculum that doesn't matter what teacher you have, that every student has the same right and opportunity to receive the standards and the education that that the state has asked us to provide.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm going to jump in and say, you know, Dr. Jones, a lot of the stuff that you've talked about, I'm seeing it happen, mm-hmm. in the school that I'm at.
Right.
And even individually looking at that curriculum that we have in place and looking at what we want our graduates to have and mm-hmm. seeing where my piece of the puzzle fits in and how it can be, adjusted. And I remember, things that students talked about, high school students were talking about, things they, wanted to learn while they were in school, and just taking all of that in, and those conversations are happening mm-hmm. and changes are happening. So it leads me to my next question, which is, what's your dream? Share your dream for our students in this community. What is your dream for this community?
Thank you for asking that. I truly believe and am confident that we can progress as a team and in moving forward and making sure that we are a highly reliable organization, but that our students leave us or that our students feel, whether they're in seventh grade or as a senior, that they are practicing those profile of a graduate skills and attributes, that they are having resiliency, that they feel locally and globally connected, that we have provided the opportunity for them to be future ready. We've said for a long time, we are teaching our students and helping prepare them for jobs that don't exist right now.
Sure.
And so developing all of these attributes will help with that, and that they leave confident that they can have conversations with strangers, confident that they can go apply for a job, confident in their own personal skills, and even just to navigate, if they've never been out of the valley, being in Denver, and confident in themselves, and that they are adaptable and flexible.
Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing those dreams with parents.
Dr. Jones, one of the purposes of ASD Radio is to discuss safety in our schools. I have to ask you, as a district, how are we addressing safety?
Well, we're doing that in a variety of ways. We do have a safety committee, and that is active. And you know, after our swatting incident at the beginning of the year, I was very pleased and proud that the work that the safety committee had accomplished and the plan that was put in place worked. And we found a few holes and some different ways to communicate and some wants that we would hope to add to that. And we've ordered some safety, what we call the red bag, so that we can communicate more efficiently and be prepared in our classrooms. But we also have a safety audit that came from Trooper McCall was here in December, and we'll present those findings to the board in January as well. But that, for the most part, as this outside entity, a state trooper came to do an audit for our district, he was impressed. We have buildings, you know, we have a lot of separate buildings, which is different than the other schools in the valley. And so to be spread out, if you will, he was impressed and had a lot of good things to say. And so I'm proud of that as well. We are constantly looking for ways to be more effective in our communication, be more effective in watching for things that may not be in place or out of place, if you will. And the district a few years ago had implemented secure entrances in our buildings, and so that's been helpful and comforting as well to our families. We also have a safer grant, and we are getting ready to be able to put all of the equipment in place, and we'll be able to immediately communicate with the police department, the sheriff's department, the fire department, and all of the entities that would we would need to communicate with in case of an emergency.
Yeah, just a quick update on that. This happened over break, and the equipment is in place. We're ready to go. I signed off on it.
Exciting. So now
we are waiting for the training to be able to utilize it and talk how we're supposed to talk in case of an emergency. Mm-hmm. I know that the Board of Education has directed you to look into an armed security company to bring into our schools. We probably need a whole podcast for that. But can you give us just a little bit regarding where we are at regarding that direction from the board?
Sure. We the board gave us a direction to be able to get take some bids for an armed security company to try out and for the rest of the school year. So for second semester, if you will. We did have a discussion about arming staff or hiring our own security guards. The training for that, the soonest that could occur would be March. And most likely we were told it would be June. So then second semester would we would go without a security guard. And so we decided that we'd like to at least entertain the idea of hiring an outside entity to come and help us for a second semester to see if that was the route we wanted to go long term, or at least feel a little more safe and secure for second semester.
Yeah. Thank you for that quick update. And I know, you know, like I said, we could probably have you back up, and we will have you back at some other time, because I know that in my head I'm thinking about at least five different topics that I would love to talk to you about, but we want to stay on script.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you for joining us. And like Louise said, we look forward to hearing more and getting to know more about the district and things that you're bringing into the district. So thank you for joining us. I know it's a busy time, beginning of a new semester, but thank you for taking time to be here.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you both for your dedication to this podcast and sharing the great news about Alamosa School District.
Thank you. Well, even though we're just starting out the second semester, we have some upcoming events to share with you.
Yes, our students and staff are busy with extracurricular activities year-long.
At OMS, girls basketball is underway with games every Tuesday and Thursday through February 10th. Knowledge Bowl is about to get started along with Theater O at OMS. So maybe your kids, maybe your children would like to join one of these two excellent groups and get involved in school. Being involved is so important. So maybe this will fit into some middle schooler's schedule to join Knowledge Bowl or Theater O.
And our high school students, you know, they're busy with basketball, of course, and wrestling is going on. So I'm looking at the high school calendar, and I see that on Friday there's a girls wrestling tournament. There's some JV basketball games both on Friday and Saturday. The calendar says that there is a wrestling tournament for our high school, but we just got word that because of schools pulling out for various reasons, that is going to be being canceled. So a lot of basketball going on this weekend. It's at home at Alamosa High School against Delta. So if you have a little bit of time, show up and cheer on our teams.
Absolutely. Well, that does it for today's episode of Education Radio. Parents and neighbors, thank you for joining us. Education Radio is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish and are a click away on our district page. Remember, parents, that a good education is key to your child's success and provides your child with a life of options. With the beginning of a new year and semester, now's a great time to set those goals for the semester. Until next time.
Alamosa School District, students today, leaders tomorrow.